online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's died after collapsing while in police custody in Kent. The 29-year-old was taken to Tunbridge Police Station last Friday to be questioned over an alleged domestic. His death has been referred to the Independent Police Complaints Commission, who are now investigating.
KM FM News.
Donald Trump's commented on crime figures for England and Wales, describing them as not good. They were released yesterday and revealed a 13% rise in the year to June. The US president tweeted to say the increase comes amid a spread of radical Islamic terror. Theresa May says she's ambitious and positive about Brexit negotiations, but admits there's still some way to go. The EU's decided to start preparations for the second phase of talks dealing with trade, but the other 27 nations still don't think enough progress has been made in key areas for that stage to formally begin yet. Belgian MEP Philippe Lambert outlines his areas of concern.
Ireland, we still don't understand how you can have a border without having one, and that's for the UK government to clarify. And then on the money is to say, okay, whatever we signed up for will be honored with the 28 member states.
A house in North Leith has been searched by police as part of an investigation into money laundering. Witnesses reported seeing several people being led from a property on Dean Home Road yesterday afternoon. The National Crime Agency have confirmed three men and a woman have been arrested in Wakefield as part of the same operation. A Kent woman's warning drivers to be extra careful after she was followed for 15 miles. Joanna Flynn says an unknown man tailed her from Tenterden to Maidstone and kept trying to get her to pull over. The 30-year-old said it terrified her.
For the first few days, I was very scared. I went out in the car again the day after it happened. I had both my sons with me. My sons are 4 and 7. I was very, very nervous. Even now, when I'm out, I look around for his car. If I see a black Corsa, I immediately look at the registration number.
It's the latest in a series of similar incidents across Kent. A man's been knocked unconscious and robbed while walking along a towpath near the River Medway in Maidstone. The victim, who's in his 60s, said it happened shortly after he'd had to jump out of the way of two cyclists near Toville Bridge earlier this month. He was taken to hospital with cuts and bruises. His mobile phone, watch, bank cards and cash had been taken. There's a warning the second storm of the season is on its way and is due to hit Kent tomorrow. A yellow alert's in force across the county from 4 in the morning. Forecasters say strong winds are set to coincide with high tides, which could lead to flooding. Trees may also be brought down and there could be travel disruption too. Chris Page is from the Met Office.
Both coastal sites and inland areas are likely to experience these strong winds. It will always be strongest towards the coast. We could see up to gusts of 70 miles an hour.
There are calls for mobile phone charges to be more transparent to save people money when contracts expire. Firms deny ripping off customers with hidden fees after claims some continue forking out for handsets they've already paid for. Matthew Upton's from Citizens Advice, which is encouraging consumers to shop around for better deals.
It's not only mobile phones when we're penalised for our loyalty, whether it's insurance, whether it's energy, whether it's broadband, and the price is whacked up, in effectively just hoping that we won't notice, and then we're overcharge accordingly. And we think there's a lot more that companies could do to make this easier for us.
And it won't be long before we see Ed Sheeran in cartoon form. The singer's cameo in The Simpsons is due to air soon. His episode's called Haw Haw Land and is loosely based on the Oscar award-winning musical La La Land.
Sport with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham welcome Northampton Town to Priestfield this weekend, looking to continue their better run of form. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, the Jewels are unbeaten in two games in League One following a victory over Peterborough and a draw against Wigan Athletic. Caretaker boss Steve Lovell says he's not thinking about getting the job full time.
I'm just concentrating on what I'm doing. I'm caretaker manager at the moment, and as I just said, I'll prepare the side for Saturday and hopefully they'll go out and perform like they have done the last couple of games.
Elsewhere, Everton manager Ronald Koeman remains under pressure after last night's 2-1 defeat to Lyon in the Europa League. They're still bottom of their group with just a single point from their first three games. Meanwhile, Arsenal maintains their 100% record with a 1-0 win over Red Star Belgrade in Serbia. A late Olivier Giroud goal gave Arsene Wenger's team the victory after the home side had a player sent off. And West Ham face an important match in the Premier League this evening. They're at home to Brighton but are down in 15th in the table before the match. The newly promoted side are one spot above them.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.